Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is always a great honor to have on our show Hall of Fame head coach, Al. Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, I did some extensive research today, and it appears to me that in your legendary coaching career, you were never fired. Is that correct?
That's correct. I got out of there before they could do it.
Dick, I guess I got to ask you to project. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl here, and 3 years later was fired. Given the emotion of the coaching position, do you think he's dying to get the Eagles back for what they did on Sunday?
You know, I know Doug pretty well. I don't think he is a revenge type guy. I don't think he carries a grudge. I think he went through a bad period at that time, you know, and felt bad about it and everything. He had a year to work it off, you know, and go relax, go fishing, and all these, and come back. And right now, his football team is the most improved football team in football. And you compare what their numbers are this year in contrast to last year, it's glaring. I don't know if I've ever seen a team improve as much statistically as Doug's team has this year.
He's a very good coach, right, Dick?
Well, he must have been. He took him to the Super Bowl. We've got to give him credit for that.
Well,
there were a lot of things that caused him to get fired, but he's a football coach. There's no question.
And I'm not saying that the NFL is fair, but when a guy wins a Super Bowl, Andy Reid, Dick, got 8 years after he lost the Super Bowl here, and Dick only got three. Did he get a good deal, or was it unfair what they did to him?
You know, there's all kinds of things that go into a coach being hired and a coach being fired. Many times it's more personal relationships or breakdown in communications or all of a sudden a sudden change in attitudes towards each other, other than just what he does on the field. And that's happened many times. But coaches after success getting fired is almost a routine in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I have two NFL Coach of the Year trophies, okay, and a high percentage of names that are on that trophy had been fired after they won that Coach of the Year trophy. So it's not unusual, really. It's part of the league. Ted Gilman told me a long time ago, God bless Ted Gilman. He said, Coach, never stay in a team more than 5 years because after 5 years, they're going to start eating you up.
That's very good advice by Sid. All right, let's get to the Eagles. They're 3-0 right now. How do you feel, Dick? Are they a contender? They got a chance to do something real special? Yeah?
After three games playing the teams they played, I think they're the best team in football. And by the numbers, they're playing extremely well. You know, when you're number one in different categories on offense and you're number one in different categories on defense, it's amazing. Now, the special teams aren't number one in many things, but they aren't far off. You know, I've heard you be critical of the special teams and punt returns and kickoff returns, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, last year, there were 1,100 kickoff returns, only 9 of them returned for touchdowns. There were 879 punt returns and only 2 of them. Now, this year, there's only been one kickoff return for touchdown, no punt return for touchdown yet in these three games. So, you know, and teams can change statistically in the return games and coverage games in one game. The Ravens lead the NFL by a long ways in kickoff return average because they are the team that returned one for a touchdown. So you got to be careful evaluating special teams this early.
Fair enough, Dick. But I'm looking at this team as a whole, and I guess the biggest story is that Hurts seems to now be developing into what they hoped he could be. Could you look at him now and compare him to what he was the first 2 years? Is he a lot different?
I think he's more accurate. You know, a lot of quarterbacks throw pass completions because their receivers make excellent catches. This year, he's making the receiver's reception much easier for the reception. We used to say, quarterback, put it 2 foot in front of the numbers. He is doing that. He is allowing the receivers to catch the ball and become a running back immediately rather than diving to the ground, reaching back and falling down, or leaping up over the top. And yes, he has thrown a number of balls the great receivers are catching that aren't perfect, but he's throwing a high percentage, much more than in the past, of perfect throws. So I would say he's over the hill now, or over the hump of saying, well, I don't know if he can throw the ball consistently, accurately enough. Right now, he's doing that beautifully.
That's great. I'm just on the other side of the ball, the defensive line had 9 sacks. We're all trying to figure out how much credit to give them, Dick, versus how much discredit to give Carson Wentz for holding on to the ball too long. What did you say?
Well, Carson Wentz is going through the same problem with the Commanders as he went through the bad year here in Philadelphia when the offensive line all got hurt. A quarterback cannot play well with a bad offensive line. Now, Carson still has the habit of hanging onto the ball too long. Sometimes that's coaching fault. Sometimes they don't give the guy in every pattern an immediate outlet to where to go in trouble. Right now, get rid of it. I'm watching the game last night, and quarterbacks were getting rid of the ball before they had to, just so they get a completion and just count it as another running play. But, Carson held the ball too long, and the pass rush was the best I've seen it. Now, it's not a good offensive line, and it was injured. So that makes a difference. The Commanders aren't that bad, and I think when they get healthy in the offensive line, they'll be better. But they're not going to be a top offensive line in any sense of the word.
I think before I get your prediction, the fact that you were watching last night forces me to ask you the question about Tua. And it appeared to a lot of people he had had a concussion on Sunday. They let him play last night, and he got a very serious one. And it was very clear on the screen that his hands were contorted. It looked bad. Dick, do they have to be more careful in the NFL about these concussions? What's your sense on what happened with Tua?
They're more careful than they've ever been, and they're doing it very well, I think. You know, I've only one time in my coaching career seen a person get a concussion, receive a concussion, and respond like that with the hands and fingers and contorted and this kind of stuff. I hope that's all it was. You know, I have no report this morning. I hope all it was a concussion. Yeah. He'll get over that. My player that went through that did. He played in the Super Bowl. Okay. Wow. But I hope it's only that and not something else. You know, but it was scary. Very scary.
Wow. All right, Dick, moment of truth here. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL still undefeated. Are they going to be undefeated after Sunday's game in the rain and possibly high winds? What do you say?
Well, right now I think they beat Jacksonville. My report says they'll beat them by 5.
Yeah.
Okay. But it'll be a good football game. It'll be a better, intense, competitive game, I think, than the first 3. So, but the Eagles are executing so well. And, you know, people are afraid to play a lot of man-to-man coverage against this offense because of Jalen's ability to run. So that almost dictates that they play more zone, which he's throwing the ball so well now. He's like the quarterbacks last year that threw extremely well against our zone defenses. You know, the zone defenses are great as long as you get great pass rushers. Now, last week we got the best pass rush I've seen in a long time, especially out of the tackles inside. So, but I believe, you know, I think the Eagles are a better football team, but it'll be a good football game. It'll be a good game.
I think what I have learned by watching these victories is the victory is better when I am drinking a Vermeil wine. Do you recommend a red or a white for Sunday's game?
Depends on how early you start drinking the wine.
Fair enough, Dick. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dick Vermeil with some great insights.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.